So good morning. Let's take a seat on our mat. Start with a few moments to prepare for our practice today. Close your eyes. Start your practice by bringing your face into a great big smile as we enjoy this beautiful day today. Each time we come to our mat, let's see it as a safe haven where we can be exactly who we are. We may come to our practice with a mind that's stressed and scattered, a body that's tight, but we'll leave feeling happier, more peaceful, loved, and inspired. So be true to yourself and practice in the way that really fits your body. So to begin our movement now, let's release our neck and let our head flow from side to side. Returning now to center, let's take hands to our heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now gather the compassion in your heart. With an inhale, circle your arms up into the sky and imagine that compassion like glitter in your fingers, sprinkling all over you and your mat. And then exhale, take a prayer back into your heart. Now take love from your heart and inhale, sprinkle it all over. Come back to your heart again. And for the next few breaths, take something from your heart that will support you in this practice. And like glitter, let it sprinkle through your fingers all over you and your mat. One more time, sprinkle something all over you. And exhale, come back to your heart. And feel that love, that compassion, all of those things you took from your heart and sprinkled all around you, supporting you as you practice today. Now inhale again, circling arms to the sky. But this time we'll follow our exhale into a forward bend, reaching out. Our hands come to our mat. Our fingers spread open wide, we'll step our feet back. And here we'll curl our toes under and we'll reach our hips into the sky, coming to downward facing dog. Now take your downward facing dog off leash today and add some creative movement as you explore the feelings and sensations in your body. Sway around, stretch into your back and arms. Feel yourself fully in your body. And then lifting onto the toes, let one heel at a time reach down toward the ground. Like walking in place, stretching one leg and then the other. And then walking our hands back to our feet. Plant your feet in the mat and let your body cascade down like a waterfall. A standing forward bend. Give this waterfall a real feeling of letting go. As we remind ourselves that this is not a practice of achieving. This is a practice of letting go. Hands again to the mat. Let your hands walk their way forward until you find your way back again to downward facing dog. And then from here we'll lay our knees onto the mat. We'll sit onto our heels. And with an inhale, let's spread our arms open wide, opening our heart. And exhale, bow. Let yourself dance to the rhythm of your breath, beautifully opening your heart and reverently bowing. How wonderful to start our practice with an open heart, awakening that love, that joy, that compassion that guides us. So one more opening of the heart, one more bow, and then snuggle into child's pose. Make any adjustments you'd like on this child's pose so that it becomes a comfortable haven for you to rest in. And this haven is here anytime you'd like to come back, regardless of what anyone else is doing. Honor your own need for rest and come back to child's pose as often as you like. Now, spread fingers open wide like the rays of the sun. Let's curl our toes and lift our hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. We'll step our right foot forward. Take the left knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale. Come halfway down, reach the arms back like wings. And again, a dance of movement and breath as we let our body flow, discovering that innate fluidity inside of us. The beauty, the grace. Let your next exhale, take hands back down to the earth, and we'll step the right foot back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists now, kneeling plank. Exhale, with elbows in, we lower down. Inhaling, we'll roll our shoulders back and lift our heart into cobra. And exhaling, hips into heels, child's pose. Let's take that flow again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Again, our toes will curl into the mat. Our hips will point into the sky, downward facing dog. This time we step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Dance with your breath. Come down halfway with the exhale, arms reaching back. Fluidity. Grace. Beauty. And then next exhale, let yourself float back down to the mat. We step the left foot back. And again, inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now take that flow a few more times. Feel how your body is coming alive. The muscles are warming up. The joints are loosening up. As we practice, stay connected to your breath, to stay completely in the present. Allow yourself to be present for all the little awakenings and epiphanies of your practice. One more flow like this, and let it take you back again to child's pose. Once everyone's made their way to child's pose, from there we'll move on together. Fingers reach open, our toes curl under, and hips again reaching to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Take an inhale into the sky. Exhale, bend the knees and swing the arms down. Inhale, up. Awakening with this big, energizing breath. We flow up and down. And the next time we flow up, let's open our arms and our body into a great big yes. Breathe in that yes. And then reach hands to the sky in a prayer. Exhale, prayer to the heart. We'll step to the front of our mats now to honor this beautiful day with a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up and touch the blue sky. Exhale, hips sink down into chair. With an inhale, we rise up again, rolling into a backbend if that feels good for your body. And with an exhale, let's dive into a forward bend. Inhaling, we'll lift up halfway to a long flat back. Exhaling, let's take hands to the mat. We'll step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, so you can decide. The intensity level is completely up to you. Inhaling, arms to the sky, and exhaling, hands circle back down. Let's step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And take an exhale back to down dog. Now we let our right leg fly up into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, come floating down. Step the left foot up to meet the right. And with an inhale, catch a wave of breath all the way up. Exhaling, chair. Inhale at heart and hands lift up. Slip in another little back bend here if that feels good for your body. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, hands to the mat. Let's step our left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, again we come to the mat. We step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, we reach back to down dog. Our left leg reaching into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling. Hands return to the mat and again we step to the front. Inhale, ride the wings of your breath. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, celebrate. Reach up. Take a back bend if you love it. Exhaling, spread your wings and fly. Inhale, soar into the horizon. And exhale, come back to earth. Step the feet back now. And let's make our way back to downward facing dog. Hips reaching into the sky like the peak of a mountain. Now listen. Listen to your breath. Listen to your body. Let yourself listen to the awakenings you feel. To the openings, to the epiphanies. Remember, the poses themselves are not our goal. They're the means to our goal. Our goal is releasing the stress and tension from our mind and body so that we can come back to who we truly are. Come back to our heart. So now that we're warmer and freer in our body, let's begin our standing flow. Take right leg up into the sky. Now step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot flat down on the mat and let's reach up, warrior one. Feet firmly planted, we reach to the sky. Now imagine with each step we take on our mat, we're stepping into the footprints that have been laid by someone who came before us. Someone we admire, someone who inspires us. Step into their footprints and take on their most wonderful characteristics. In this pose, feel their strength. Their courage, their passion. Breathe it into every fiber of your being. And then take hands to the mat. As we step back, let's reach right leg into the sky. Now take the right knee into your body. Hug it tight and shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Bringing together all of our strength. Strength of body, strength of mind, strength of character. Now send right leg to the sky again. Step the right foot forward. This time lunge or kneeling lunge. So again, step into the footprints laid down for you by someone in the past. Reach beautifully into the sky. Remember, the intensity level is yours to choose. Honor your body. Listen. Feel your body stretch into this lunge. Side seams extending. Heart lifting. And then hands again to the mat. We step back, sending the right leg into the sky. Bring the right knee into the body, again shifting forward, plank or kneeling plank. Hug in tight. Strength of body, strength of mind, strength of character. And right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward again, lunge or kneeling lunge. We were just there, find it again. Once you found that beautiful lunge, let's take it to a twist. So we'll take hands to our heart in a prayer. We'll hook our left elbow across our right leg, sliding that arm down into the leg like a vine wrapped around a trellis. Lengthen, and then let your heart twist around to the right. In this twist, you can spread your arms apart or you can keep your hands in a prayer. Feel your back, releasing stress and tension. Stay with your breath. And then unwinding the twist, our hands come to the mat, and we send the right leg into the sky again as we push back. One more time on this side, come forward, hugging knee into body, foot and knee hovering over the mat, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then again, right leg to the sky. Let's step the right foot forward once more. Pick the back foot up this time and set it down flat. And let's take pyramid pose. Straightening the right leg, really grounding through the feet. We extend our spine. Nice big stretch for the legs here. But let's keep our spine in mind as well as we find a nice lengthening in our back. Gentle breath. Exploring, inspired by the footsteps we're stepping into. And then hands to the mat. We step our way back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, it's back to down dog. Now we'll reach our left leg into the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot flat down, warrior one. Step into the footprints laid by someone else just for you, to inspire you, motivate you, guide you. Honor those footprints by really coming into a beautiful warrior one that opens your body, opens your heart. And hands to the mat. As we step back, we send left leg into the sky. Shift forward, bringing left knee into the body, lunge or kneeling lunge. Come to that hovering lunge. Plank or kneeling plank, hovering here. And then left leg into the sky. Step the left foot forward. So this time it will be lunge or kneeling lunge. So on the toes in the back instead of the flat foot. Or feel free to drop your knee down to the mat. Feel the glitter sprinkled all over you from early in your practice. Compassion, love, all kinds of supportive and wonderful feelings glistening in the sunlight. Hands to the mat. Send the left foot into the sky, push back. Take left knee into the body, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Again, we hover. Strength of body, strength of mind, strength of character. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge again. Once you've found that lunge, take a prayer to your heart. And again, we'll twist. Right elbow across the left leg this time. Lengthening the spine and then letting our heart spiral around to the left. Make this twist feel amazing for you. Where is it for you that you feel free here? And the unwinding of the twist takes hands back to the mat. We send left leg into the sky. Knee into the body, shift forward, hover. Drink in every breath of strength. And then send left leg to the sky one last time. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, and let's take pyramid pose. Straightening the legs, lengthening the spine. Feeling the stretch in our legs, our hips, our back. Finding the place in this pose that works for you. Every breath, a letting go. Imagine your mat covered with that glitter. It drips down from your head and your shoulders. It's here all around you, supporting you. And then hands again take the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. Now from this down dog, let's lay our knees to the mat. Hands come underneath the shoulders, we come to all fours. Step your knees together for a stable beginning. And then let's extend the left arm and the right leg. Reaching across the room. Sending it more length from your center out to your extremities. Stay here or reach the hand back and catch the foot in your hand. And then reaching again. Keep the leg out, but send the hand back down under the shoulder to the mat. Now exhale, dip the shoulders down, pull elbows in. Inhale, lifting up. Not just with the arms, but with the strength at our center. That strength we felt each time we brought our knee into our body and shifted forward. Lifting from the pit of the abdomen. Now next time we come up, let's set the right foot on the floor behind us. We'll reach the left arm into the sky, rolling open sideways. And fold back down. Come back again to your all fours. And then right arm, left leg extending. Every breath, we grow longer. Staying here or reaching back to catch the foot in the hand. And then again, our full reach. Leg stays out, hand returns to the mat. Exhale, dip down. Inhale, lift up. Strength of mind, strength of body, strength of character. Next time we come up, left foot comes to the floor. We lift left arm to the sky and we open sideways. And come back. Let your hands find their way to their down dog position. We'll curl our toes and we'll reach our hips to the sky. Stretch into your body. And then take right leg high up in the sky. Take an extra big step forward this time. Plant the back foot and let's open sideways, warrior two. So feet firmly grounded. Lunging forward through the front knee, we extend our arms but soften our shoulders. So let your feet be like the roots for your plant. Let your spine and that center of strength in your body provide a long, tall, and strong stem. And then let your heart be the flower. It opens more and more with each breath, showing its beauty and color. Now without a change to the legs, take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand toward the sky and then slide it across space, reverse warrior. Let the left hand drip down the left leg as you come to this big, beautiful side bend. And then bend the left arm, or right arm, excuse me, across the right leg. Point left fingers to the sky and let yourself open to side angle pose. Heart beautifully blooming now, full of color and brightness. Open more, breathe deeper. And then push into the feet, lift up to stand. Hands come to the heart, we turn the right foot around to the long side of our mat. Take hands behind your back. Lace fingers together, roll the shoulders back, let your heart spread open wide. Awaken joy. And then releasing hands, let them spread out parallel to the ground. Let's take our warrior two to the other side. Check in with your right foot at the front of your mat, pointing to the long side or even slightly toward the back of your mat. Turn the left foot then to the very back of your mat. And exhale, sink down, lunge into the front knee. Warrior two. Standing tall and centered in our warrior two. Not leaning forward or back. Right in the middle. Whose footprints are you stepping in now? Who's inspiring you in this pose today? Take a little reach forward, turn the left hand up, slide it across the sky, reverse warrior. Right hand now dripping down the right leg. As we come to the side bend, opening the left side of our body. Then bend left arm, laid across left leg. Right fingers to the sky, side angle. Let yourself be beautifully open. Show the sky the space you've created in your body. Let the flower of your heart look up and receive more light. And then push into the feet, rise up to stand, hands to the heart. Turn the left foot around to the long side of the mat, take hands behind the back again. Lace fingers together, roll the shoulders back, let your heart open even more. Awaken joy. Release arms, parallel to the ground. Turn feet the other way. Let's take warrior one back to the front of our mat. Warrior two back to the front of our mat. Feel your hips opening more and more. Feel how strongly you're rooted. And now straighten the front leg. Check in with your foundation for triangle pose. Tip the hips sideways like the basin of your pelvis is pouring down the right leg. And when you reach as far forward as you can, let that right hand drop to the right leg. Let left arm reach to the sky. Open fully here now. Imagine you're taking this triangle pose flat against a wall. The hips, the shoulders, the legs, the head, everything in line with each other. Push into the mat, rise up to stand, hands to the heart. Turn both feet around to the long side of the mat again, hands behind the back. Awaken joy. Roll the shoulders back, and each time the heart spreads open more. Release arms parallel to the ground. Shift feet around to take warrior two to the back of the mat once again. Feel the guidance of that person inspiring you today who laid these footsteps for you. Straighten the left leg. Check your foundation for triangle pose. Pour the basin of your hips down the left leg. And then let left hand come to the leg, right hand to the sky. Open up. Don't worry about getting anywhere near the ground. Find the place for you where you're as open as can be. Oftentimes that means taking your hand a little higher on your leg. Don't be fooled to think that an advanced practice is full of headstands and splits and touching the floor. An advanced practice is one where you're fully present. You're truly letting go and coming to your heart. Now push into the feet, rise up to stand. Hands to the heart. One more time, we turn our feet to the long side of the mat. This time taking our heart opening deeper into a back bend. Take hands around behind the low back, make fists. Anchor this with your legs and feet. Float the ribcage a little higher and then let's roll our shoulders back and lift our heart into a beautiful, even back bend. Now be here for the awakenings this brings. the euphoria, the joy. Joy really awakened in us now. Slowly let that back bend rise up. Shift hands to the hips, and we'll pour our back bend now into a forward bend. Hands come down to the earth. And we'll walk our way around to the front of our mat. Planting hands, we step back, taking right leg into the sky. Now step the right foot forward, a one breath lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, circle the arms to the sky. Exhale, circle the arms back to the earth. Step back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, push back, down dog. Left leg into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, a one breath, lunge or kneeling lunge. Big sweep of the arms. And exhaling back down. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. Ready now to step into our last standing series for the day. Looking to our hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. And inhale, lifts us into the sky. Exhaling, hands to the heart. Step feet together. Inhale, prayer reaches into the sky. Exhaling, prayer traces the center of our body. As hands dance past the heart, they turn to the earth and roll all the way down. Inhale, let your prayer rise up again, this time taking you up onto your toes. Now stay here balancing on the toes or staying on the toes and coming down, whatever you choose. Wherever you can be today is perfectly fine. This flow we're doing right now is the flow of the week, so I have this printed out for you at the end of class. Hands rise up again. Exhale, heels down, hands down, hips down, chair pose. Hugging into our center in this chair pose. Strength of mind, strength of body, strength of spirit. Let's twist the chair now, taking the right elbow between the knees or around to the outside of the left knee. Our heart now spins around to the left as we twist our back, twist our spine. Spread arms if you like, keep hands in a prayer. Make this twist work for you, work for your body. And then as the twist unwinds, we find our center. And inhale, take your prayer into the sky. Exhaling, prayer traces the midline. Inhaling, prayer rises up, taking us up onto the toes. Taking this wherever you want to be. Hands to the sky, hands to the heart. A bit of a chair or all the way down to a deep squat. But on the toes the whole time. Prayer rises up again. Exhale, heels down, hands to heart, hips down, chair pose. Hug into your center. And we twist the other way now, left elbow between the knees or around to the outside of the right knee. As we twist, our knees continue to point straight ahead. So we twist our spine in one direction and then in the other. Making this twist work for your body, do it in your way. Unwinding. Once again, let's lift our prayer to the sky. Exhale, trace the midline. Inhale, take prayer into the sky again. And then exhale, prayer to the heart. Step the legs apart farther now. Hook the elbows inside of your knees, hips staying at the height of your knees. Staying here or taking hands to the floor for a play with crow. If you're taking crow, spread your fingers wide apart. Hook the shins on the upper arms and look to the floor about a foot in front of your hands. Maybe you can shift the weight from your feet onto your hands. Maybe even taking one or both feet off the ground, balancing in the arm balance. Crow is much more about overcoming fear than about strength. And the strength that's needed is not so much the hands and arms. It's the core. It's the thighs. the places we've already found our strength. And when you're ready, release that crow. Lift hips to the sky. Roll your wrists around and around. Or tuck them deeply under your feet and give them a little tug. And then when you're ready, hands come to the mat. Walking or jumping back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. From this down dog, we lay our knees to the mat. We reach our hips into our heels. And we come back home again to child's pose. Cradle yourself here like a baby. The back body wrapped around the front body like a warm and comfortable blanket. Some of the pictures you see sometimes of people in difficult poses where they've wrestled their body might lead you to believe that yoga is about mastery of the body. But it's really mastery of the mind. And the Yoga Sutra is one of the earliest written accounts of yoga. Yoga is defined as the cessation of the fluctuations of the mind. Because when we can let go of the stress and chaos of our thoughts, we can be free. We can be who we are at our very best. We can be in that state of yoga where we're deeply connected to our true and authentic self. And we don't need to wrestle with our body to find that. Now looking to our hands, let's spread our fingers open wide. We'll curl our toes. We'll reach our hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Now let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Let a nice long and deep inhale slowly bring you back into the sky. And exhale, hands come to the heart. So we're ready now to take a balancing series. Let's begin this balancing series on the right foot, and we'll start today with tree pose. So create a root system for your tree. Feel steady on your right foot, and then take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh. Hands come to our heart as we find that center. From there, you can spread your branches. Let the sunlight filter through your leaves. Let that sunlight touch all of the glitter sprinkled all over you and your mat, reflecting, shimmering. Now take hands back into the heart. Let's take our left knee forward and lift our thigh parallel to the ground. Stand a little taller. Let your heart lift a little higher. And then stay here or straighten the left leg if you like. Choosing your own path because there are many right ways and many paths to the heart. Now bend the left knee again and let your arms reach out like wings. Lift the left knee high now and wrap the left leg around the right leg once or even twice. Right arm crosses the left arm as we come to eagle pose. Hug your center here, and let this eagle pose be inspired by an eagle sitting majestically atop an old tree. The head is lifted, the body strong, the vision and the focus extends for miles. And then that eagle soars. Come back again to 2 feet, take a moment to relax and release your body. Now let's take that same series now to the other side. So plant the roots for your tree through the left foot. When you feel steady here, right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Find your center. And then if you feel steady, reach into the sunlight. Continue to grow and expand. Reflect the sunlight. Let the glitter all around you shimmer. sparkle. Back to center now. Take the right knee parallel to the ground. Shoulders roll back to lift the heart higher. We stand taller. Again, straightening the leg if you want to, or keeping it bent. And all of us returning to the bent knee, our wings reaching out. Lift the knee nice and high. And then wrap the right leg as high as you can around the left and the left arm over the right. Again, becoming the eagle. And then the eagle takes flight. Relax and release your body again. And then take a big, beautiful breath into the sky. With an exhale, we bow. Our hands come to the mat, our feet step back, and again we find our way into child's pose. Stretch the hips back into the heels. This time, taking a side bend with our child's pose, we'll walk hands off to the right and feel the stretch in the left side of our body. Side bends feel so delicious. Breathe into that wonderful feeling. Take hands back to center. And then let your hands walk over to the left. Take that delicious side bend into your right side body. And once more, we come back to center. With our fingers spread open wide, we'll curl our toes and lift our hips to the sky. We come back to downward facing dog, but we're moving more slowly now. Let's step our right leg forward for pigeon pose, hip opening. Bend the knee and set the foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Ease back a little deeper into the left leg. And either let your heart be lifted or lay it down. Close your eyes to come completely inside your body in this pose. This is a practice of letting go. And this pose is a pose of deep release. So on this side, we're letting go of tension in our right hip. With every breath, feel cleansed, feel free. Take hands back to the mat. Curl the left toes under. As we step back, send the right leg into the sky. We've done that before. Now step the right leg forward again, bending the knee like we did in pigeon, but this time hooking the left knee in behind the right. And then we'll sit all the way down for a twist. Let your hips drop in between your feet. Take the right hand behind the back, and with an inhale, reach left arm into the sky. Grow taller. And then exhale, hook the left arm across the right leg and let your twist corkscrew from earth to sky as your heart turns to the left. Excuse me, to the right. Squeezing out the toxins from our body, the stress, the tension. And then let that twist unwind. Take hands to the mat, swing the right leg around, and let's step back to downward facing dog. Feeling a sense of lightness and freedom in the right side. Let's get a nice feeling of balance in our body now, taking that flow to the other side. Left foot steps forward for pigeon pose. Knee behind the right hand, foot behind, excuse me, knee behind the left hand, foot behind the right. Ease back deeper. Taking whatever variation of this pigeon pose feels most healing for your body. It's never that one is better or harder or more advanced than another. It's just listening to your body and finding what works best for you. Where are you releasing tension most effectively? so that you feel that feeling of lightness, freedom, and space. Hands come onto the mat. Curl the back toes under, stepping back. Left leg into the sky. Bring the left foot forward again, bending the knee, this time hooking right knee behind the left. Settling hips down in between the feet. We twist the other way. Left hand behind the back, right arm with an inhale to the sky. Exhale, hook right elbow across left leg. Turning hard around to the left now. Feel the corkscrewing of this twist from earth to sky. Unwind. Hands find their way back to the mat. Feet find their way back to downward facing dog. Oh, hips lighter than air. Free, balanced. Lay knees to the mat now. Cross the ankles, swing hips over the feet. Let's come to sit. Stretch the legs forward and let's take a nice relaxing forward bend. As we inhale, we feel the inner lifting of our body. Arms reaching to the sky. And exhale, tip the hips forward. Close your eyes. Melt into the forward bend. Not wrestling with our body. Not a tug of war. Just knocking on the door of this forward bend and waiting to be invited in. Imagine the sun shining down on you. The glitter all around you, sparkling in that sunlight. And walking our hands up our legs, we bend our knees and take our body down onto the floor. Roll yourself safely down onto the mat. Hug knees into the body. Rock a little side to side. Now let's strengthen our abdominal muscles. Let your big toes come together. Spread your knees open wide. Reach arms to the floor behind your head. Now engage the muscles of your abdomen and reach fingers up to the sky. And then with the strength of your core, lift head and shoulders off the ground as you reach right in through your legs. And then lower down. Knees come together to touch, hands to the ceiling. And then using core strength, we reach to the left side of our legs. And come down. Are you remembering to breathe? Spread knees open wide, reach to center again. Not using the momentum of swinging the arms, but reaching up first and then engaging the abs to lift up. Come down, knees together, this time reaching to the right. Come down, open knees, and take yourself through a second time. Focusing on the strength at your center, that strength that supports our back, that strength that helps us stand up straight and tall, that strength that gives us a powerful center to move from with ease and grace. When you come the last time to center, reach hands right through your legs and grab the outsides of your feet. Reach them up as if you were walking across the ceiling, bending knees down beside your ribs. And then with hands on feet if they can reach, or slipping them down to the inner thighs if not, open your legs into a big open V. And then bring feet back to the mat. And let's take inversions. So if you feel you can safely take a shoulder stand today, carefully, gently lift hips and legs up above the shoulders, taking hands on your hips to support your body. Another option is bridge pose. Feet planted on the floor, we push into the floor and peel our hips and spine, creating a bridge with our body. So choose where you feel safe and comfortable and happy today. Breathe in and breathe out. Enjoy the healing of these poses. Enjoy the quieting of your mind. And then gently, carefully, slowly, safely, one vertebra at a time, brings you gently back to the mat. Now, if you've been in the bridge pose today, your back will smile if you hug your knees into your body. And then we'll take fish pose. Feet planted on the mat, we lift our hips enough to slide our hands underneath our hips. Extending legs on the floor, we'll sit on our hands and tuck our elbows and forearms underneath our back. Let your shoulder blades roll back to kiss behind you and your heart lift up, head dropping back. Let your collarbones be like the wings of your heart. And let your heart fly away on those wings. And then chin comes in first. And gently that fish pose returns to the mat. Slip the hands out from under the hips. So now reach arms to the floor behind your head. Stretch into the full length of your body for one last twist. Reaching down, we hug the right knee and bring it into our body. Now guide the right knee over to the left and let your head look right. Letting go. Relaxing every part of our body. Feeling the curves and spirals of this twist permeate deeper. The more we let go. And then left hand releases, and we roll our way back onto the mat again. Find your way back to center, and once you're there, reach the arms and the legs to stretch your body long. Finding the left knee now, giving it a hug, and then guiding it to the right, looking to the left. Ah, how wonderful it feels to let go. To be fully present, to be guided by the footsteps of others, and encouraged by the wonderful things from our hearts sprinkled all around us. Now let your leg go and roll back onto your mat one final time. Find that place where you feel centered and lay yourself out on your glitter-covered mat. Closing eyes, becoming receptive, final relaxation. The time now to receive all the wonderful and healing gifts of our practice. The time to connect with our heart. And our final relaxation today. We'll use a visualization to bring this feeling of peace even deeper. Visualize the ocean in your mind's eye. Allow all of your senses to participate in this visualization. Feel the tiny grains of sand beneath your feet and the cool spray of mist. Hear the sea's rhythmic roar as the waves meet the beach and slowly retreat. Smell the tang of salt in the air and watch the sun's rays play over the ocean's surface, creating shifting spots of teal and cobalt and green, shimmering like the glitter all around you. Spend a few moments drinking in the ocean's beauty and appreciating its vast splendor. Visualize yourself sitting on the beach, facing the ocean, watching the waves advance and retreat. As each new wave of seawater approaches, Imagine it carrying healing energy toward you. This magnificent ocean in your thoughts, sending you light and love, while the sun supports your healing efforts. And the earth grounds you in the moment so healing can occur. Wave after wave, the healing energy comes. Now grant the ocean your gratitude. Thank the sun, the sand, and all the other elements of your visualization that offered you guidance. Come to your heart. Free of the distractions of mind and body. We can be guided now by our own inner wisdom, our own clarity. Now, if you feel ready to end your practice now, take a moment first to create a closure that's meaningful for you. You can choose to do that now or sometime later. There's no hurry to move on. And when you've had that closure of your own, whether it's now or later, allow yourself to roll gently over onto your right side. Resting in the glittery mat, full of love and compassion. And then slowly, in your own time frame, bring yourself finally back to that comfortable seated position where our practice began. Feeling balanced, with a freedom and a clarity that's amazing. So now take a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And then one last time, we'll release our neck and let our head rock from side to side, closing our practice in the manner we began. Now back to our center with an inhale. Our arms float on a wave of breath, reaching into the sky for a prayer. We take that prayer first to our forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. To our lips for clarity in our words. And to our heart for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.